update on Ty Warren's elbow. He did re-tear that tricep that he tore last year. Right now, I just 2 minutes ago got word of that, so we'll keep you abreast of what we do moving forward. Any other questions?
I
haven't talked to Ty yet. I'm sure he's very disappointed, but I've not really talked to him. I met with Greek, and he was the one that informed me. So at this point, I'm not even talking with Ty yet.
Do you know enough to know if you could designate him?
We haven't, like I said, literally haven't even had a conversation with anybody upstairs. But we'll keep you posted.
He's a big part of your plan defensively.
Yeah, I think, one of the things that's helped, this offseason is we've been able to add some more depth to that position. So, obviously, we don't want to lose a player like Ty for any significant time, and this obviously will be, but, we'll adjust and expand up.
You made a move where you released Caleb Haney and you brought Silinga up. Now with the Ty Warren news, that means Silver's probably going to stick
around.
Well,
that was procedural on Caleb, so we'll re-sign him. But that was procedural so we could have some flexibility moving forward as far as the best and veteran.
But with Silver there now, does that mean he probably stays on the 53?
Those are all the conversations that we haven't had yet. So.
Did you put your finger on the third downs at all after you looked at this one?
Just a really combination of two things. Us not probably playing as well as we can and playing against a pretty good group when it comes to that part of the third down. Most of it was extended plays. A couple instances we were dropping when we should have been rushing. We dropped a couple coverages. We fell down on a third and long over the middle. We kind of took a little bit of a bite on a stick move to the outside. Got beat inside for significant gains. So just things that after watching the tape, I know we can improve that. And that's definitely an area we need to improve at.
In what ways do you think Tracy Porter helped upgrade your secondary?
Well, tremendous game. He was active tackling, PBUs, I think he had four. Obviously, he had the pick six that was at a critical time. He's a guy that's had an excellent camp. Obviously, we liked him. Our personnel department did a great job evaluating him, and he had a good first time out.
Did you have your eye on him? I'm sure you played against him when you were in Carolina. I thought he was probably a young guy.
He was a good cover guy, and he was available, and we felt very strong about trying to get him, and fortunately it worked out.
When you went back and watched the film, Raheem's hit that was penalized, was that something that could have been avoided, you think?
I think I heard somewhere where he said it was a mistake, and it was an aggressive play, and it's a bang-bang play. It's something the league obviously is trying to cut back on, and it happens. It's a fast game. It wasn't intentional. We try to avoid those as much as possible.
Do you think he'll get leeway because the receiver went down?
That's kind of not my lane. That's entirely up to the league office, and I'm sure they'll evaluate it.
Do you think he should get any leeway?
It really doesn't matter what I think.
Coach, you're talking about shoring up third down, the atmosphere last night, do you hope maybe that kind of sets the tone for what it can be like throughout the season at home with that crowd noise maybe help you guys out as you help?
Our fans are tremendous. I've said it many times, that was a very electric feel in that stadium. There wasn't all the black and gold, at least in stadiums I've been in the past. So, kudos to our fans for keeping their tickets. I think it's a great home field advantage, as I've said before many times, is, probably the best in the league. And I think, it was a great example last night.
The orange shows up more, doesn't it?
Orange. I noticed a lot of orange there, Mike.
As a defensive coach, is it kind of catch 22 when you go up tempo? Peyton likes the no huddle and likes to go and catch the defense on the other side, off guard. But it seems like that your defense isn't.
I'm not sure that no huddle really affected our defense much, other than we didn't get to go at it as much. But I think at the end of the day, we're kind of finding our identity, really as a football team. We've only played one game. We do have a new quarterback. I think that's pretty well documented. So, you know, getting, you know, it's just kind of feeling our way. And so, you know, the no huddle is something that I know Peyton has a lot of confidence or a lot of background in. And, you know, I thought even late he did a good job of even eating clock in the no huddle. You know, it wasn't a hurry up no huddle per se. You know, I think it just, you know, kind of puts the defense on their heels a little bit. And we're going to see the same thing in Atlanta this week because they utilize the no huddle.
Defensively, when you face a third and long, do you feel you can maybe gamble a little bit more with certain blitz packages depending on what you're facing offensively, knowing that if you get Peyton and the offense on the field, they have the propensity to score more maybe than last season?
You know, I think, you know, we scored 31 points and we held a very good offense in 19. And you're going to, you know, win your share when you combine those two things, no matter how you get there. You know, I think, you know, the defense obviously helped with the pick six to get to that total. You know, so there's just a lot of ways to get there, and you know, each one of these takes on its own personality. And, this week won't be any different versus the Atlanta Falcons.
In studying Mitch Sean Ryan's play, what did you let guys like about him that caused you to put him in there so extensively in the nickel and dime packages?
Well, you want to keep guys fresh. You know, we have what we call a wave that you roll in there, and you know, I thought Mitch played well. You know, with Ty going out after five plays. You know, you're a guy short there for the rest of the game, and you know, I thought he stepped in and did a good job. Obviously, he was mentally prepared because you know, he executed his job well.
How did you think Brooking did?
I thought good. I mean, the plan was for him to spell a little bit. We probably didn't do as good a job of spelling, you know, our starting three. They were up in the 70s as far as totals. But, you know, we'll bring Danny Trevathan along as well as Keith Brooking, who didn't get a lot of time on the field in the preseason.
How'd you evaluate the running backs after going back and looking at the film?
You know, I thought, you know, we, for as much as we ran it against a pretty stingy run defense, you know, I thought we did okay. Obviously, there's a lot of room for improvement, and leave it at that.
The refs missed a couple calls, but I don't know if they missed any more calls than the usual refs missed. Is that fair, or is that?
Well, I mean, it's not a great place to take me for obvious reasons.
How big a fine?
I was pretty decent.
Yeah, okay.
Looking at when Ty Warren went out of the game, because your first two defensive series were pretty good against the Steelers, and then that's around the time Ty goes out of the game. Talking about his value, not knowing if he's going to be able to, how much he's going to be able to play. Is that a coincidence and how valuable he is?
You know, I think, you know, the Steelers kind of came out and tried to establish a run. They kind of switched gears offensively as well. They started going no huddle. And, you know, we may or may not have reacted as well as we can. But being a first game, you know, there's going to be some areas that don't go as well as you'd like. But I'm not sure that had as much to do with Ty as you might be asking.
Anything else?
John, how did you think, I know it's been 6 months that he's been here, but how do you think the offense kind of clicked with Peyton four quarters for the first time?
You know, I've seen improvement every time he's gone out. You know, going back to the beginning of preseason, actually, you know, all the way back to Duke, for that matter. You know, physically, mentally, you know, him adjusting to new teammates, new coaches. You know, I think he's been tremendous, and, you know, I think obviously he played well enough for us to win.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it, gang.
Thank you.
All right.